This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for the wife to exclude the husband from her Islamic will?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding wills, we should know the following. Remember that number one is this, that it is wajib and compulsory upon a person, male, female, whether you married, not married, to draw up an Islamic will. And how did the dalil and evidence for that? In Surah number 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13 and 14, Almighty Allah speaks of both scenarios. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those people who are obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they did everything by the book, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the supreme success. And listen to chapter number 4 and verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. And they go beyond the limits, remember, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the Hellfire for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such people, remember, it is a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Remember that. So therefore, we need to ensure that everything is according to Sharia. Show it to an alim. Not every Maulvi, alim, mufti, sheikh knows about inheritance. Show it to somebody who understands it properly. And show it to a lawyer also. Not for the Islamic, but from the legal point as well. Because people find loopholes and then they want to contest the will and so forth. So now, for you, the husband, you want to deprive the wife. You, the wife, you want to deprive the husband. Absolutely haram it is. You go to Jahannam forever. Forever means, Quran says, qalidan fiha, for very, very long time. Allah mahfazna min. So, the five people must inherit. First is burial, funeral expenses. Then number two is the debts of the deceased, whether it's personal debts or whether it's corporate business debts. And then third one you must remember is that for non-heirs, wasiya, and that must not exceed one third. You must remember that. And the fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So number one, burial, funeral expenses. Remember, people coming to the house and chai pani and all that. So that can be taken from the estate of the deceased. That you, the heirs, must sort out. You must remember, these are mistakes we make. And the debts must be paid immediately to the creditors. Justice delayed is justice denied. After all that, then in the estate what is left, maximum one third, and you can't exceed that unless the heirs give permission, they say in mature and so forth, and without any duress. And one third is maximum for non-heirs. Even a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, you can bequeath to them. And fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So five categories must inherit. The parents, father, mother must inherit, provided that they're Muslim, obviously. Son and daughter must inherit, so that is a must also. Unless he's a murderer or something, then he killed his father or mother, then obviously they won't inherit. And the last one is, remember, that the surviving spouse, and that is, remember, husband dies, the wife or wives must inherit. Wife dies, the husband must inherit. If you exclude him or her, you go straight to Jahannam, a major, major sin. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and the true guidance to understand what is required of us. Muslim, Islam, means one who submits and surrenders lovingly, willingly, sincerely to the commands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is imperative upon us and mandatory upon us.
Mufti Sahib, please explain to us the difference between Dome of the Rock, Masjid al-Aqsa and the Masjid al-Qibli. What's the difference?
Remember that with Allah's help, I've been there five times. Now the Jutlas banned me. But inshallah, we will go after liberation. And liberation is near, inshallah. Our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwalallahu Marqadahu, who started Hamas in 1987, and the Jutlas started their massacring and murdering the Palestinians already In 46 and 47, the Haganah gang, the Stern gang, the Irgun gang, the Heli gang, you understood, all gone to hell, alhamdulillah. So remember that 40 years before Hamas, they were already terrorists there, the Israelis and Jutas, and the arms supplied to them by the British, like how America gives them arms now. So they all an accomplice in these crimes against the Palestinians. So nevertheless, so Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, used to say, 2027, Zawalu Israel. I'm not saying you must believe in it. This is opinion. But inshallah, it will happen by 2027 or inshallah 2026. Israel will be wiped off the face of this earth, inshallah. You can see already internationally, globally, how humiliated they are by Muslim and non-Muslim. And speaking of true Muslims, not the shaitans who call themselves Muslims and so forth. So therefore, when you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, there are big, huge walls there. So that's 36 acres. So all that is Aqsa. All, you can't be walking with your shoes there and all that and showing disrespect. Allah Jalla Wala addressed Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and said in chapter number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 12, فَقْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. Remove your shoes, sandals, O Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. You are in a holy, sacred valley. So therefore, this is a masjid, the third holiest place in Islam. So therefore, the whole 36 acres, remember, is Masjidul Aqsa. As far as the edifice, the structure, the building goes, the one in front, that is Masjid al-Qibli. I must tell you a story about that. And at the back is Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, from where he, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was raised up physically, bodily, and in the state of awakeness from Mi'raj. So remember that. When I went with my wife in 89, after Hajj, we landed, I went to, you know, Tel Aviv. And from Cairo, then we flew there. We're supposed to fly on Air Sinai. Air Sinai passed away like mango and all this. I think the next airline will come to South Africa, Mr. Banana or something, or Mr. Apple or something. The airlines also, they got, I don't know, some crazy stories. So anyway, you must remember, so they told us, you must go on LR, there's no other way. So we went. It's just 45-minute flight. So no problem entering and all that, you see. And they even stamped my passport. At the time I was very green. I didn't know about all these things. So anyway, we entered and so forth. We stayed at Hashimi Hotel, you know. We made this Hashimi Hotel very famous already from 89, you know. So anyway, then we went to one shop, you know. So that person there, then he asked me from where you come, and a lot of stories, he came with the frame and that. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, wa harraraha Salahuddin. وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنَ عَلَامَةُ السُّؤَالِ. Conquered in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu by him in the 16th year of the Hijrah, the year Gregorian calendar 636. Salahuddin Ayyubi liberated it after 88 years occupation by the Salbiyin, the Crusaders and Christians, and Haramis 1099 to 1187. He, Saladin, the just Salahuddin Ayyubi liberated. Who will liberate it now? Question mark. So inshallah, Allah will reward Hamas. The starting, they started it, you see. So started the liberation I'm speaking about. So anyway, so that is what has happened. Then he told me, where you read Salat? I said, there. He said, come with me. He was a big shot. He went to the police and rattled him up. He said, this man came from Junubi Africa. Showed him the Masjidul Aqsa. Now I'm wondering, but am I not reading Salat in Aqsa? So he told me, Masjidul Aqsa is the top what you think, but original Aqsa is a basement and he will take you there. So subhanallah, that time was no electricity there at the bottom. Nowadays they got a little bit. So that time with a torch, and I had to hold my wife's hand because you fall down, you will fall in one of the wells there and so forth. So that is fascinating. They show you, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَ الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ إِنْدَا رِزْقَى. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her mihrab, her chamber, her niche, where she used to sit and the food used to come to her. كَرَامَةً لِهَذِي الْمِحْرَابِ al-mar'a as-salihah. So does Lady Maryam al-Batul, Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society to a pure place. So there are three names there for you ladies. Maryam, her name Nami Ismigrami 34 times in the Quran, chapter 19, Surah Maryam 98 verses. Maryam means Abida, the worship of Allah. Azra, the virgin. So that's another name you can use. And third one, remember Batul. Batul means to turn away from vices and a toxic society and go to places of virtue and of purity and chastity and so forth and so on. So excellent names you must remember. So that is how we visited the basement and so forth. So that front structure is called Masjid al-Qibli, and the back portion, Qubbatul Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, where the Jutla is called Temple Mount, is all ours. It don't belong to them. So remember, so the Jutlas want to demolish that back portion, but all that is part of Aqsa, all 36 acres, remember that.
If you're going for Mastura Jama to Pakistan for 40 days, we first go to the Markaz, then go out on Tashkil. Do we need Qasr Salah or full Salah?
MashaAllah, very good. There are three questions here. First of all, for you, my sister, to go with your husband, to go with your brother, father, your son who's baligh and so forth to Pakistan, is it jaiz or not jaiz? Some ulama, they say it's not jaiz. Hazrat Mohana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq, they say, Sababu Ustad, he says it's not jaiz. We say that is taqwa and precaution. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haqsab Hafidhullah, he says it's permissible. So we pass the fatwa on that. We say permissible, but if you don't go and you stay in your house, so that is better and precautionary ihtiyat, and you see that. In the time, if you know how the work of Dawat Tabligh changed, in time of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu, when he started this work in Mewat, then near Delhi, in 1926, and he passed away in 1944, then no woman was allowed to go. They wouldn't allow it. Then in the time of Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, so he became the Amir, and then he passes away in 65. So he had big mashura and discussion with Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawarullah Marqadahu, and so forth and so on. So then they said, okay, the lady can go, but there are conditions that she can't go alone, obviously. She must go with her husband or a mahram, her father, her brother, or her son, and that who are baligh and so forth. So that is how they reached that. But from that time already, there were some ulamas to say not permissible and so forth. So easy way to make tawfiq and tadbiq, to reconcile everything, you say one is taqwa and precaution and ihtiyat, and one is fatwa and permissibility. So I gave you both sides there. So you going to Pakistan with your husband, Mubarak, very good, you see that. So be very careful, don't drink the water and all that there from the taps and all these things there. You know, today Pakistan, a lot of funny things happen. Just drink bottled water and don't buy food and all that from the street and all these things there. So the Jamaat brothers will tell you, Raivin workers will tell you what to do. So then when they send you out, so normally if you're going for 40 days, they won't tell you to stay in one place for 15 days, 20 days or so. They will tell you 3 days here, 5 days there, 2 days there, like that. So according to Hanafis, remember all the time you'll be musafir, because according to Hanafis, if you stay in a certain place for 14 nights or less, then you musafir. If you stay in one place for 15 nights or more, then you read full salat from day one. However, according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, majority scholars, they say if you stay in a place for one night, two nights, three nights and so forth, then you musafir. But if you stay in a place for 4 nights and more, 4 nights, 4 days and more, then you must read full salat from day one. So you should know all this and take cognizance of it. Allah Ta'ala make your journey safe and accept it. Always make dua for the Ummah. It's a Mubarak work. See today, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq decides I've sent out something about the Tabligh Jamaat. So, yes, our wrongs, we must accept it. We must remember that. And there's nothing to get angry and upset about it. That is a sign of our pride if we do that. So when a person gives us sincere advice, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Anbiya used to give the prophets and messengers advices to the people, But majority of them would not like it, they would not embrace it, they would reject the message and the messenger. So they is 100% hulu and going to another extreme on many, many issues, you see that. So therefore, the best work is the work of Dawud Tabligh in the past 100 years. I told you that 100 times already. So remember, we will advocate it, promote it, defend it, but what is wrong, we will tell you it's wrong also.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, my husband, it's almost a month now, he's very upset, comes home, talks very little to the kids, hardly talks to me, doesn't even smile. It's becoming frustrating living with someone like him. What do we do? Please advise.
He's giving you the silent treatment. What happened 1 month ago? So you must rewind and see and try and refresh your memory. What made him go into this there? But is he justified to do that? Absolutely haram what he's doing. You, when you're alone with him, tell him, see what Allah says. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You must treat your wives. It's compulsory and mandatory. That with love, with respect, and with justice. You can't be treating her as you picked up in the street or something. You know, she's not a street lady. She is the honorable wife, the mother of your children, and so forth. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hadith. And who will narrate it? Who narrates this type of hadith? Most of the time, Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma. She is Siddiqa. Her father is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhuma. She says, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khayrukum Khayrukum Khiyarukum Khiyarukum. Both words come, you see. The best of you are the best of you, لأهليكم, for your wives and your children. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. And I am the best of you for my wives and my children. So the hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustada Ahmad and so forth. So therefore the Master alayhi salatu salam always led by example to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Therefore you have to sit in the company of the Ahlullah, the real awliyaullah, not these plastics we see today, you understand? So the real awliyaullah, majority today are plastics, remember that. So when 77 we went to Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So I heard this from Hazratji not once, several times. The whole world can praise you. But if your wife and children say you are bad, then you will be considered as a bad person. In the Allah wa in the Rasulihi, by Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the whole world can castigate you, criticize you, condemn you. But your wife and children say you are a good person, then by Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be considered a good person. That is the barometer. Today we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of people we carry on like a buzruk, but with the wives and children we are bushkruks. You see that? We swear them, we abuse them, we don't want to spend on them and so forth and so on. So I have a friend, you know, he's in Medina Munawwara. So I told him, Bakr, you must come to South Africa and then we'll make arrangements for you to go to Kanto. But he's not married, bichara. I make dua for him. Allah give him zawjatan salihatan jamilatan. You see that? So he's making so much khidmat of his mother. Allah will give him, inshallah. So mother is very ill. Allah give her shifa. So I told him, when you come to South Africa, you have to visit Kwantu. And you will think you're on a lifelong honeymoon. You see that? So a dream come true for you. So he had a good laugh, you know, and so forth and so on. So when you come from Kwantu, you rejuvenate it. You see that? So now we're firing on all cylinders. Shukri, you listening, Hafiz, Haji, Muhammad Shukri, Damat Barakatuhum. So mashallah, Allah ta reward the Jeeva family. Our brother Yusuf Jeeva and Munir Jeeva and Hafiz Shakir Jeeva and Nadir Shiva and the Jeeva family. You see that? So mashallah, wonderful time. So you must take your wife, go here, go there, and not to break and violate the Sharia, but to practice on the Sharia. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu anhum sa'atan fa sa'atan. Every time you can't remain in that one condition, There's a place and time for everything. You see that? Sometimes your iman will be right on top. Sometimes it will decrease. By me, your iman will increase. You go away from me, it will decrease. It's something natural. So that is the meaning of that hadith in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. So therefore, all your husbands, simple recipe, prescription I give you. How you want, your son-in-law, your jama'i, your damad, your son-in-law, that must treat, you must remember, your beloved, lovely, decree, daughter, beti. So you must treat your wife better than that. Then you are a good husband. You see, all the silent treatment, just treating them as rubbish, that is totally haram and is a major, major sin, remember that.
Mufti Saab, what is the current situation with Pakistan and Afghanistan?
The current situation is, you see, India and America now not on the same wavelength, you see. So India is moving nearer and nearer to Russia. But America wants to poke their big nose everywhere. You see, Biden is on the verge of fracking. Fracking means to die like a dog in Afrikaans. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you punish him. And Trump and all the haramis put together, what they did to the Palestinians, murdered them, raped them, stole everything of theirs, but still our people are standing. That is the kalmal, the karamat, ruhi, quwwati, imani it is. Nobody else could do that, remember. Palestine, Gaza is what? Ya Ahl Gaza, you are like that candle. It's burning and burning, but giving light to everybody. You are burning, but you give us inspiration, motivation. La nansakum abada. We will never ever forget you, Ya Ahl Gaza. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah. Ba'd al-tahrir, sanazurukum. We will visit you after your liberation. Insha'Allah. Go read about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husayni, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Pirani Pir, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu Barid in Baghdad. Go and read about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husayni. Just before the state of Israel could be established, 14 May 1948, he took his 500 mujahideen and he went to Saudi Arabia and Jordan and all. They laughed at him. And these haramis, today they disgraced and despised people. And Abdul Qadir Husayni and his people, their names are shining and glittering, remember that. So he's buried there right next to Aqsa. You ask any old Palestinian, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Mujahid al-Husayni, they'll show you his grave and so forth. So that is what they did. What I'm telling you all this, so America and India, now they're no more on good terms. So they told Pakistan, now we will do this for you, we will do this. These idiots and fools, the army is also chore and corrupted, the politicians also, majority of them corrupted. So whatever America tells them, these idiots will do. So remember, they start bombing them and they're in Afghanistan by the border. So Afghanistan not going to keep quiet. They are born mujahideen. So then they told them, we're going to finish you up, remember that. So you see, America is still licking its wounds. How can these people with chumpal and sandals, they don't have a plane, they don't have helicopters, and they defeated America and 48 countries put together coalition. So they use them, they use the Pakistanis. So as their knocker, as their slaves. That's why Imran Khan is still in jail and so forth. He told America and the leaders there, we are not your knocker and workers. We are not your slaves. And we are an autonomous country. And we will not give you place to launch your missiles and all that from any part of Pakistan. So they wanted to bribe him, but they couldn't bribe him. He's one person. You like him or you hate him is your business. But one thing you all have to accept, that he's an honest man. And that's a rare commodity in Pakistan, whether it's Maulana or whether he's Sheikh or whether he's an army. Majority upside down they are, just like our ANC and our politicians here. And that across the board, remember, it's not only ANC. ANC are the worst, but the others also are guilty, remember that.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final ad break, and thereafter we continue the program just until a minute before 10 this evening.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program just until a minute before 10. Do remember, Monday night's Q&A program is from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. and Sunday afternoons from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And every morning as well, we do have a short Q&A program. And the Mufti Sahib commences with the tafsir just around 5 past 4 every morning. Thereafter, it's news, views, and then it's the Q&A program that takes place. Mufti Sahib, this person says, we are in Madinatul Munawwara. Can we make our 2 rakat Salatul Ihram and Niyah for Umrah in Masjid al-Nabawi and depart for Makkatul Mukarramah? Mufti Sahib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we answer that, what Hafiz Wadi said is correct. Remember, from tomorrow, we started today, 4 o'clock Adhan, and then 4:06, 4:07 around there, we start with my program, and we carry on till about 4:55 or so, because our Salat here is 5 o'clock, and I have to read my Sunnats and then go to the Masjid, you see. So that is one announcement. Second announcement, the King of Jordan, Abdullah, at least one sentence, it makes sense. He said that if you want true peace in the Middle East, then you must have an independent Palestinian state. If you're not going to have a Palestinian independent state, then always there will be problems here. So at least shaitan also sometimes speaks the truth, you know. So that they all shaitans, haramis, these people, remember that. But sometimes because of pressure or whatever, they speak the truth and so forth. So you are going now from Medina Munawwara to Makkah for Umrah. So you want to read your 2 rakat Ihram Salat day in Medina in the Masjid, permissible. So you make your intention there if you want to Nawaitul Umrata fayassir ali wa taqabbala minni. Ya Allah, I make intention for Umrah, make it easy, accept it from me. Any language you can say. And then you read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, you take your taxi and you go. So from there, from hotel to hotel. So hotel in Medina to Makkah. But better is if you're going by bus or taxi, you stop at Zulhudayfa, at Bir Ali, that is the miqat. When he, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed Umrah from Medina, Hajj from Medina, then always he stopped there, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you are going by train, because train is very convenient according to people who use it, so next to the train station, they have a masjid there. So you can read 2 rakat salat days, you go early and so forth. And then you make your intention. So that's also an option. And I used to love going by plane. So at the airport, you see, that once I got my boarding pass, everything, then we just make intention. To read the 2 rakat salat is nafil, it's not even sunnah, it's not even proven in authentic hadith. So if you read it, it's fine. You don't read it, it's fine. Just make intention. And Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Many times I shouldn't read it to educate our people, you know. They'll must first the first salat and the nafil salat, they'll make a big thing about it. That is how shaitan plays the mind games with us. Zayyana lahumu shaitanu a'malahum. The Satan, Lucifer, shaitan, he beautifies and embellishes the actions. Remember, the vices, he will make that important and irresistible. Allah protect us all min iblis wa junudi, from shaitan and Iblis and his army, Shayatin al-Insi wal-Jinn. You get Satan, Lucifer in human form, and you get them in jinn form. Also, the Quran speaks of that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to donate one's sperm?
Yes, 100%. You must remember that to donate it is haram, not permissible. It's 100% haram. So you are going to donate it to the sperm bank and then they give it to the woman. So now what she knows, that is akin to adultery, you must remember. So 100% haram it is. That milk bank, you ladies, is not permissible. All the milk goes to the children. So who's the foster mother? We won't know. So therefore, yes, blood bank permissible. Sperm bank haram. Milk bank haram. So we must know what Islam teaches. Remember that. Islam is there, the Siyanatil Ansab, that we want to protect the lineage of people. For this kuffar, what it means? Today they sleep with this one, then sleep with this one. 90%, 70% of them are not even married. When I went to Europe and all that, I had to ask this question, how many of these people are married? Majority of them not married. You know, they just live in lovers and boyfriend, girlfriend, and then they break up and so forth and so on. You go to their churches, they are half of them, three quarter of them are for sale. They know they're all closed, you see. South Africa, you don't see that one leader of the church of Zion, they locked him up and arrested him. So that, you must remember, today that was one of the breaking news. So they corrupted people this year. So Islam wants, there must be marriage. No boyfriend, girlfriend, mistress and spare wheel business and sugar daddy and joy boy and toy boy. So all that haram in Islam. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. So do not even go near fornication and adultery, something obscene, indecent. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It's very, very bad road and path to adopt, you must remember that. So in Islam, we will advocate marriage and so forth, and sperm bank, all haram, to donate it haram and all these things.
Mufti Sahib, is tahajjud a sunnah or a nafil salah?
It's a sunnat salat. Nabi alayhi salatu salam would read it every day. Some ulama say it was farz upon Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And the word mentioned there, nafilatallak, means an extra salat for you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon me and you is 5 daily salat. But ye Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rank and status is the most exalted in the entire universe. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكَرَكَ. Chapter 94, verse 4. Your name, nami, isme grami, we have elevated it, Ya Rasulullah. How? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name, nami, is taken. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan iqama. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. You see that? So therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the responsibilities were also more. So to fast, Mondays, Thursdays, 13, 14, 15, Salat, read Tahajjud Salat, and so forth. So for me and you, it's Sunnah, not compulsory. And many, many scholars say it was compulsory upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This lady says, it's been years since my husband has supported me. Actually, he has not supported me in years. We've been to Jamiat. He does not want to release me from my nikah. It's a long story, Mufti Saab. He lives for his friends, doesn't share anything with me. What kind of a life is this, Mufti Saab?
Yes, it's totally haram when the husbands do this, go to the Jamiat. And then you must remember, apply for a fasakh. If they don't help you, then contact Hazrat Mohana ASDSI. I tell you what happened today to me, you understand? One person asked a question, now because I was going to Eastern Cape, so hundreds of questions were unattended to, but today I answered all, you understand? Before I come to the program, all were answered. Now at night, another 100 will come. You see, 100 meaning 2 lot of them will come. Tonight, tomorrow, inshallah, inshallah. So the point I'm making is, so this person asked me about, you understand, that he and his wife problems. So I told him, see, you must send an email to Hazrat Mohana ASDSI and so forth. So that he said, no, I always contact you and this and this and that. So again, I told him something briefly, and then I told him contact Maulana and so on. Now he go around and say, no, Mufti AK said this, that other Maulana is talking nonsense. So I phoned that Maulana and told him that what you said is right, and this guy is a troublemaker. And so now again, in the break, he sent me something. So I replied to him, you are a big shaitan, you see that? And you are a troublemaker and so forth, you see. So that's how they use one against another, you must remember that. So therefore, these kind guys, so therefore we need a person like Hazrat Mohana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Normally, Mohana don't answer questions verbally. Yeah, like us, he's different now. He knows us. We got ta'aluk for many years. But Allah's help. But the public, he don't. He'll tell you, write it down, and then he'll reply you. You see that? For this very reason. So you must remember that. So you contact Majlisul Ulama, and they will sort your thing out quickly, inshallah. Like, are we sorting out Sahuk and so forth and other shaitans as well?
Are there any restrictions for children playing outside just before Asr or during the time approaching Maghrib?
The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, إِذَا كَانَ جَنْحُ اللَّيْلِ, when the night is approaching, meaning the sun is about to set, فَكُفُّوا سِبْيَانَكُمْ, bring your children, toddlers, everybody indoors. I remember very well, I was very active in sports, soccer, cricket, tennis, all that. So my mother used to come out 10, 15 minutes before Maghrib, come on, inside the house, inside. So we used to wonder, you know, now why she does all this? We never understood. Now we tell her one more penalty, one more shot, one more six, one more four, you know, we have to play and do all these things there. So remember, because we soccer, then I'm the captain, I got the ball. If I take the ball, it's the end of the match. If I take the stumps and the bat and ball away, it's the end of the cricket also. So we were there, the captains there, you see, in the location, in a township there, African township. So mashallah, it was like that, you see. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we understood, you see, who taught them all this? Mamaji, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Whatever he taught, they put into practice. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Ida hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ida kana janhul layl." So when the night is approaching, so then, فَكُفُّ سِبْيَانَكُمْ, bring your children inside, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old and so forth. Don't let them hang around and loiter around outside, because the shaitan, Iblis and his cronies are going to have their big meeting that time, their big indaba. You see that? Then he's going to ask them, what you did? In Sahih Muslim, it is mentioned, the one Satan, Lucifer, you know, Saint Chamcha, sidekick, will say, I made ABC give XYZ, you understand, talaq and divorce and so forth. So he'll tell him, come here, you're the main guy. Faltazamahu, he embraces him. And that's exactly what the Quran says. The Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter number 2, verse 102, yufarriquna bihi bainal mar'i wa zawji, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, and their cronies and comrades, their aim is what? To cause separation between husband and wife, chapter 2, verse 102. So we should always beg Allah Jalla Wala for protection from Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, and all his cronies and comrades.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I need to join Islam and quit drinking beer and leave smoking as well, Mufti Sahib.
Yes, my brother, well, you see, any law Islam gave is within our power, our ability, our capability and capacity. It's a case of willpower. So your name is Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. So you're seeing the beauty of Islam. You're listening to us. So alhamdulillah. So we will tell you, you must embrace Islam immediately. So wherever you are in Durban, tomorrow, tonight, you go to the mosque and so forth. It's not so late, sir. Or maybe the mosque is closed. So, but anyway, if you know any Muslim, tell him you must come there, make you Muslim. You see that? And if you want, we make you Muslim now, provided you are sincere and so forth. And thereafter, that you go to your local imam and he'll teach you, give you the literature, everything. Regarding your alcohol, regarding your smoking, these are bad habits and sinful. But that does not become an impediment and an obstacle for you to embrace Islam. If you are sincere, then the ladha and halawa, the taste and the beauty of Islam will enter the inner recesses of your heart, and you yourself will dislike it and kick it out of your life. Chapter number 8, verse number 38. Go read it, my brother. Chapter 38, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Tell the non-Muslims that who are the kuffar, the mushrikeen and so forth, idol worshippers and so forth, إِيَنْتَهُ, if they abstain from their blasphemy, if they abstain from their idol worship and so forth, and they sincere, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, all their sins will be forgiven. But then the test will come, that you must learn about Islam, smoking not permissible, alcohol and beer and all that totally haram, unlawful, and punishable by 80 lashes in a proper Islamic state and country, which we don't really have nowadays. So that is how you must understand. Because why? this alcohol is Ummul Khaba'is, Ummul Fawahish, the mother of all vices and evil and so forth. Open Sunan Nasa'i, you will find it there. And smoking also not permissible. How much money have you spent over the past 10, 20 years regarding your Peter Stuyvesant and what and what and I don't know the names also. So that Peter Stuyvesant, I remember, we used to sell in our shop in those days, you see, Lexington and Gold Dollar. I don't even know if these things exist today. So nevertheless, you must remember, Quran says in chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that those who squander their wealth, remember, they are brothers of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. So you, my brother or sister, we make dua for you. You see the real light and you embrace Islam for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, to please Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And inshallah, make your decision, go to the mosque and speak to the imam. You can take my name, tell him Mufti AK sent me and said you will help me. So inshallah, they all will assist you, inshallah.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, is there any significance of calling out the azan when moving to a new home or a new business place?
There's not sunnah that. What happens is when people move into a new house, new shop, new premises, they went to the Maulana, the Imam, so he suggested give azan. Why? Because the shaitans will run away. But you see, that is an opinion which we don't accept. Why you don't teach them what Mustafa taught us? Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah. Fa inna akhdaha baraka. That will bring barakah and blessing. Wa tarka hasra. And that will bring of sauce. You see that? So one guy went to the restaurant. I want this sauce and I want this sauce and I want this sauce. So that the waiter there, he knew good Urdu. He said, this guy wants so many sauce and sauce and that sauce. Mujhe toh bahut afsos hai. So I also feeling sorry for this guy. He doesn't know what he's eating and drinking and so forth. So afsos means regret and remorse. By not reading it is regrettable. And wala yastati'u'a al-batala. And the evil forces cannot overpower the kalam of Allah, Surah Baqarah and so forth. So that is what we must teach the people. Rawahu Muslim fi sahihi. Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj Nishapuri in Iran, remember that he narrated and mentioned this hadith in the Sahih Muslim.
Tisa, what's the best way to dispose of old Islamic literature, including Qurans and Surah Kitabs and Dua Kitabs?
If it is torn and tattered and nobody can really read it and so forth, you've got three options. Number one is you go and bury it, whether in the graveyard or somewhere. Number two is thus you submerge it in the water by the river, the dam, the lake or the ocean and so forth. One day when I was in Heidelberg, so I said, let me go. I was in Newcastle, it was holiday time, so you just come in a mood, you know. I say, you've got so many kitabs here, half of them torn and tattered and thus. So I took one big box from the shop. And then we got this river there, the bottom in Heidelberg, and I put all the kitabs there. And then I took two, three bricks there, I just found there by the river bank, and put it inside the box, slowly, slowly, you see, submerge in the water, and then it's gone. So that's a very good option after burial. If you can't bury it, you can't submerge it in the water, the lake, the river, the dam, the ocean, the sea, then as a last resort, you can burn it also. But burning is not a good option. Although it is Mimbabil Jawaz, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, when the Ummah were fighting, disputing, the people of Azerbaijan, they said, our reading is correct and your reading is incorrect. Maliki yawmiddin, maliki yawmiddin, wadduha, wadduhi. So like that, you see. So the variant kirat, so he said, this is big problem. So all the Qurans that were there in Medina Munawwara, he took it, he burned it. And with the ijma of Sahaba, there was consensus of Sahaba, told Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, write the Quran Sharif according to the dialect of the Quraysh, and that is the official script of the noble Quran. Therefore, when you go to the Arab countries, even today, you will see it's written on the cover there of some Quran Sharif. Al-Mushaf, they use the word Mushaf, you see that? Mushaf, That is the first time it was used in time, this word, in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anh, all the surahs were reduced to paper and written on paper, and then they compiled it like that, so mushaf, all the scrolls and papers put together. And then remember that bi rasmil Uthmani, and the official script of Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu anh, during his time, he never wrote it like that, Zayd bin Thabit wrote it, but on his instruction, so he is Amirul Mu'mineen, so therefore the credit goes to him, radiallahu anhu arda.
How do you offer your condolences to the family of your manager who has passed away, a non-Muslim manager who has passed on?
Remember, whether it's your manager, or whether it's your neighbor, or whoever, Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, so for you to participate in the funeral, for you to participate, remember, in the prayer, for you to participate in the memorial service, all that A to Z haram it is. If you're not careful, you can lose your iman also. You start singing with them and all that. You go to the fall of Islam. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. So do not pray for any one of them, the non-Muslims. Don't go stand by their graves and so forth. So clearly, explicitly, enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. My neighbor here, non-Muslim. So in these years we are here, his father passed away, mother passed away, I am upstairs, the studio is downstairs, Hada min fadli rabbi, Hada rahmat min rabbi. So we can see what's happening. So after 1 day, 2 days, when everything subsided, the body was taken, they cremated, so that's their business. So then I went there and I offered my condolences, sympathize. You don't go say RIP and rest in peace, all haram that is. You just say that, no, you know, you're feeling sad. Allah will make things easy for you. God Almighty will show you the light and words like that you use. So one way is a da'wat, also invitation towards Islam and so forth. So that is how you must do it. You can't go there when the body is there, when they're busy with their prayers and all these type of things. All haram, all this. And today when politicians die, so then our maulvis and muftiyas and scholars for dollars, they want to be in the first serve. They want to make the janaza. But that person there is promoting gay rights and lesbian rights. Pakka murtad harami. And you get others, you understand, because the president died, the prime minister died, they want to be in a memorial service. So all these muftiyas, you must remember, must stay far, far away from them. They just ask them, why did you go to court to close the masjid? Ask them why you can't speak one word publicly in a Jummah Bayan against the Kuffar Shias. Why you can't speak one word against the Kafir Saudi regime? Then you will come to know who are the true scholars and who are Samkhakom, the passengers, you see that, and the scholars for dollars, remember.
Tab, how do you make niyyah when you're reading Qasr Salah?
So in your heart, remember that, 1 minute I'm drinking water. We talk, so our mouth goes dry, so I keep some water here, you know. So mashallah, so we, when we were very young, especially Saturdays, was practicals. So the ustad would say, niyat karo, they shout with a stick in the hand, they speak Urdu and all that. So we had to learn the niyat properly. Till now, I remember, they drummed it in our head, you see. Nawaitu an usalliya rak'ataini khalfa hadhal imam mutawajjihan ila jatil ka'bati sharifati. Allahu Akbar. That is how we had to read it, you see. All fairy tales, that is nothing in Islam like that. So niyat mahalluha al-qalb. In your heart, you must have the intention. If you utter it, pronounce it, and say it's also permissible, but not sunnah or something. So in your heart, you go, there, I'm reading Qasr. So I left here Wednesday. Myself, my wife, we had to read Asr Salat at O.R. Tambo Airport. I give Azan, I give Iqama, I'm in front, my wife is at the back. I just see that there's enough space for her to make ruku, sajda, all that. And then she follows me. So in our heart, we know we're going to read 2 rakats. We land in P.E., you see, what? Birman, Stirman, or Airport, something like that. Birman is neighbor, so Stirman, I think. So anyway, P.E., and you want to go to Kanto, you must just follow N2 and you must look for Makanda. You know the eggs. So just follow the Makanda board. That's the easiest way. And 20 kilos or so, you will see a board there showing you Kanto and so forth. Dirt road. The last 10 kilos. Very good, you see. So anyway, so when we landed there, so then we read Maghrib Salah there, but Maghrib you read full. So Asr, we read two rakats like that. So you just make intention in the heart. And that will suffice. You don't have to announce and make a big noise about it.
This person says they read on someone's status that before we were born, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us many times if we want to be born. Is this true, Mufti Sahib? What is this?
True fairy tales that is. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. That every baby that is born is given the capacity, ability on the natural disposition, and that is the iman, the spark of iman. Iman ki chingari, the spark of iman is placed in their hearts. And as he and she grows up, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. So the parents, the environment, the society, the friends, they make them Jews, Christians, fire worshippers, Zoroastrians and so forth. Therefore, we should be very careful with who we mingle and associate and so forth. They have a direct influence over us. So Allah, there's no business of Allah asked us and we told Allah, and there's nothing like that. Who is Allah? Ana urid wa anta turid. Wallahu yaf'alu ma yurid. لِأَنَّهُ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. I want something, you want something, Allah's decree is something else. That will happen because He alone is فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does as He pleases. Can we ask Allah why the sun rises at 6 o'clock? Can we ask Allah why the sun sets at 6:30? Who got the right? Nobody got the right. He, Allah, is the exclusive one. He got all the right to ask any creation of His. We all are the slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. To say Allah asked us and we said this, is all your Chakmalpur and Mirzapur and Dabelpur and Kolvatpur and Karorpur and all that poor business it is. Your Indian delights and your Indian fairy tales it is. Got nothing to do with Islam. So last question of his wadi.
Mufti Sahib, this is pertaining to inheritance. You know, they're saying the heirs are the husband, one son and two daughters. How does this inheritance work?
After the burial, funeral expenses, the debts of the deceased must be paid, per business debts, personal debts. The wasiyah, whether it's verbal or in writing, must be implemented. Maximum 1/3 of the net estate and to none heirs, a person or organization. So now the wife passed away, and who are the heirs according to the question? The husband, so 25% for him. And then there's one son and two daughters, so the remainder residue, 75%. You will divide it into four shares. You see that? So that residue remainder, two shares will go to the son and one share to the daughter. So that is how the estate will be winded up. And justice delayed is justice denied. So we must expedite all these matters. Is your will ready? We conclude on this beautiful hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Abu Dawood. Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. O Muslim, O Muslimah, you should not even allow two nights to pass, but your final will and your will, your testament, should be prepared in writing. That time writing was not common, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is rahmatul lil alameen for the whole world and the entire world, male, female, and for all times, all places, all circumstances. So think about that seriously. Next up, my brother Lukolo, what you say? We got Hafiz Kala, and thereafter we got the garmi ka mausam. Now we entering summer, and now we're going to drink extra water. So pani ek ni'mat hai Allah Jalla wa'ala ki. It is a bounty of Almighty Allah, this water, and so forth. You know, we can drink this juice, this cold drink, that, yeah, whatever, but water still is the best. By Sheikh Salim Dorat, you see, of Leicester, UK. And thereafter, that will be 10 to 11, and 11 to 12, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki al-Shaheed, rahimahullah. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, adhan. and for Fajr, and then 4:07 or so I'll be down, and inshallah we will start our program. Make dua for Gaza, make dua for West Bank, Palestine, and for Sudan, things are getting very bad there, and for India, Kashmir, and Pakistan, and Afghanistan, and all the countries there. So Almighty Allah protect us all. We read the Quranic dua and conclude the program. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best of protectors, whilst He alone, exclusively, He was, He is, He always will be the one that is the most merciful one to show mercy. So Lukolo, prepare the podcast two parts. Suleiman Esop, you send it to me. You have his wadi, barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm tired now.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.